This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
This travelogue includes some violent scenes. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Abrow, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have travelled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. Our final Albanian destination was the city of Shkodër. Now, you can get there directly, but as we were traveling by bus, that was not the case. We took a bus back to the crazy bus station of Tirana, where there were no facilities whatsoever. So, in between our bus journeys, we ran the gauntlet of a multi-lane motorway alongside this to get to the restaurants on the other side and use their toilet facilities. We found our onward bus journey to Shkodër, and after three buses and 6 hours of journey time later, we arrived in Shkodër. Thankfully, we passed through lots of magnificent scenery, drove along lakes, and going towards Shkodër, we drove towards the Albanian Alps, which are magnificent. Shkodër is a very modern city, but was also the center of the communist regime and a center for torture and imprisonment. That prison had been turned into the museum, and in the cells, when I stretched out my arms, I could touch both walls on either side. The prisoners were not given any furniture at all, and the cell floors were kept damp. The thoughts of this horror was chilling. The most poignant thing that Annie described to me was a man's wristwatch that stopped at the time he was shot dead. This was in the early 1990s, when the revolution had started and the communist era was coming to an end. The borders were relaxing, and this man had wanted to leave Albania, but a border guard still shot him dead. How terribly sad. Thankfully, to end, we did learn something wonderful. After the end of the communist regime, when people were again free to practice their religions, the first church service was held and the entire town turned out to attend that service. The very next day, every one of them turned up to the local mosque to attend that service as well. That is a true lesson in community and the value of freedom. Again, we needed a way to get our minds out of all of this. Ice cream was the answer, and it worked. Throughout Albania, we ate incredible traditional Albanian food, and for our last meal in Shkodër, we went to a restaurant that was run for and by a women's refuge. The meal was incredible. The most delicious vegetarian moussaka, accompanied by a stew of peppers and tomatoes. And with this, we drank some local red wine. What an incredible meal to end on. When we went inside the restaurant to pay our bill, we discovered that the wine, as good as it was, had come out of a 3-liter plastic bottle. That was fantastic. Our next bus was to take us on to Montenegro. So our hotel pointed us in the direction of the roundabout we had to go to, and from there we had to find the correct road, the correct side of the street, and the correct ticket seller to buy our tickets from. When our bus did arrive, we had to scuttle across roads and round corners to get to it because it didn't park where the ticket seller was. That would be far too obvious. Join me next time as we head off meandering in Montenegro.